Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is text number 3. Continuing the Mangalacharita. Jayatam Matura Bhumao Srila Rupa Sanatanao Yao Vile Kayatas Tatvam Gyapakao Pustakam Imam. Usually pustaka is neuter. This is a feminine ika version of it. Doesn't mean a small book in this case. Here he's offering respects to Rupa and Sanatan. Translation. All glories to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan in the land of Mathura. To make the truth properly understood, they are inspiring me to write this book. Okay. This is fine. There's plenty of precedent for it. In a Mangalacharana, you can offer obeisances to your Ishtadeva and also to your gurus. Everybody does it, no matter who your guru is, so nobody's going to complain about this. Let me read what I have here in the commentary, some of it. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan comments that this verse... Are we recording? Are we? Okay. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan comments that this verse carries out the second two purposes of a Mangalacharana: to offer blessings and to offer homage. Ashirvad, namaskar. You would think normally namaskar goes first, but here he's in the first two verses, he was glorifying Lord Chaitanya, so that is also namaskar. But it was here he's offering homage to his spiritual masters, Rupa and Sanatan. And supposedly this is also offering blessings to the readers. Let's see how. Srila Jiva Goswami was Rupa and Sanatan's nephew, the son of their third brother, Sri Anupama. Spiritually, however, their relationship was different. Their relationships were different. Rupa Goswami accepted Srila Sanatana Goswami as his guru, the director of his spiritual life. Thus, although externally they were family members, Srila Rupa revered and obeyed his elder brother Sanatana in a more serious way because of their essential spiritual connection. In turn, Sri Jiva committed himself to Srila Rupa Goswami as a surrendered disciple. So in this verse, the author honors his spiritual master and grand spiritual master. And by doing so, he automatically offers homage to all their predecessors and to the Supreme Lord. You're concerned whether everyone gets offered proper respect and obeisances. The most important thing to accomplish is offering proper respects to your own spiritual master. Then you can offer to his spiritual master. Then you have your worshipable deity. If you do that, then you've in effect offered respects to everybody. Of course, the relationship is shiksha. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagawan, there's further understanding of who that Bhagawan is. Krishna. So there's the fourth Sandarbha, identifying Bhagawan as Krishna. And then there is beyond a method of analyzing epistemological analysis based on doing Udesha. Here, Baladeva Dibhushan says, Jayatam means may be victorious, or in other words, may their super excellence prevail. Or may everybody in the world be aware of how great they are. So he's actually blessing everybody in the world. May they be victorious, because we'll get benefits from their glories. May they be glorified by everybody in the world. That's a benediction on everybody in the world, not on Rupa Goswami. If people recognize the greatness of Rupa Sanatana, then their spiritual life has begun. Otherwise, it's